at the beginning as forever, it goes really quickly because, like, right now, being graduate from a nursing school, it just, like, blows my mind. It's honestly still doesn't feel real that I'm doing this because basically, like, 4 years ago, it was just a thought, and now I almost have that in my pockets.
Heartland Community College offers different pathways for students to reach their educational goals. Adult education, certification programs, and degree programs are all offered by the college. Sometimes students have a journey that goes through all three of these programs. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. Today we're talking with a student who came to Heartland to gain English language skills, then progressed to getting a nursing assistant certification, and now she'll be graduating with a degree in nursing. And we welcome her here today.
My name is Oksana Perestoronina. I am a second year nursing student at Heartland. I'm originally from Ukraine and starting my life from scratch in the United States.
You are originally from Ukraine. Can you talk a little bit about when you came to the U.S. and why you came to the U.S. and how you ended up in Bloomington Normal?
So we moved to the United States due to the war. It was in 2022, April 2022. We came through American-Mexican border at that time that have Ukrainian refugee camp. So they had a lot of volunteers on both sides. So we flew to Mexico and people met us and they walked us to the border. We got humanitarian parole. We didn't have visa, so that's why we needed to go through the Mexico. We got humanitarian parole, and after that, we crossed the border, and we had no idea what to do next. Our plans was apply for asylum because we also had, like, some past history with Ukraine. So anyway, we met a wonderful organization. It was Samaritan's Purse organization, Christian organization, and they met us. They provide a housing for us for the first time, and later they connected us with one of their local churches. It's Apostolic Christian Church. So that's why we ended up in Bloomington Normal.
Where did you live in Ukraine?
We lived in suburb of Kyiv. Kyiv is the capital, so we lived close to Kyiv. Me and my husband, we worked at Kyiv as we were actually police officers.
Oh, you were a police officer?
Yeah.
Was that what you were planning on doing for your career, or was it something that was, like, maybe not a long-term plan?
Actually, at that time, we already were, like, quitting our jobs. I already, like, quit, and my husband was in the process of doing that. So we served, like, for 5 and 7 years, so it was time to go. We had some reasons for that.
Was it hard to even kind of think about where you'd be 5 years, 10 years along when all this conflict came to your doorstep?
We couldn't even imagine that will be happening. Like, we didn't believe till the very last day. Like, the day before, we were standing on our, like, home kitchen, and my husband was saying, like, I don't think, like, that the president of Russia is so bad that he will do that. Like, we truly didn't believe. And when it started happening, we just, like, decided we should go. Because as a former police officers, we would be the first target for the Russian soldiers because they actually landed, like, 15 kilometers from our town we lived. So, and our actually hometown was occupied on the second day by Russian soldiers.
Wow. Fast forward to when you came to North America and were able to get into the United States. Did you immediately come to this area, or where did you go once you were allowed entry?
So we crossed the border. It was Tijuana, San Diego. So mm-hmm. We spent about a week in San Diego.
Okay.
And after that, we flew here through Atlanta.
When you got here to Bloomington Normal, did you then know what you were going to do, how you were going to make a living? What was your plan at that point?
God help us. We didn't have an exact plan, like, because we needed to start our life, like, literally from scratch, even, like, starting with learning language. So we were blessed by people and by this community. Honestly, I'm so grateful for this community, for opportunity. we got here. And the Heartland Community College was introduced for me by my dearest friend, Ashley Carroll. She's a success coach here mm-hmm. from Heartland. It was very interesting because at that time there wasn't like classes at Heartland yet. And she came to my home and she was doing like practice English lessons with me until the ESL classes started later in the summer.
It doesn't sound like you were very confident in your English when you came to take the ESL classes, but did you have a little?
Okay, I can't even tell that, did I really speak English? Like, I knew some words, but I struggled to build even a sentence. I was struggled to focus on what people saying. Like, for example, like when I try to be proactive and I try to engage in conversations or be like a listener when someone's were talking. But honestly, that was hard to focus when you don't know a lot of like words. So it was like really mentally draining at that time. But yeah, so like I knew some words, but I struggle even like with as little as make a sentence. And I still do a lot of mistakes, but at that time it was just huge.
You did start the ESL classes even after doing some informal ones. So how did that help you get to that next step? I mean, obviously having confidence in the language was something you needed to proceed with classes. Did you know that that was what you wanted to do then, was take college classes?
I started thinking about college classes, and honestly, like, I paid attention maybe like to a nursing career, but I was kind of like scared by how much I need to do. And first I needed to finish the ESL classes. So I took like about a year of ESL classes. I kind of like had the thought that I would like to be a nurse because it's a very valuable profession. And I feel like it maybe will help also for our family to pursue like some immigration goals, because this profession is like so needed in this society. And I love people. I love to serve people. So I felt like this profession will suit me well. But to take classes, it was a journey, because when it was an open, I forgot how to exactly it called, like the day when they're talking about their professions.
Like an open house?
Open house,
info,
yeah.
Session, yeah.
I remember the day I came there, I was alone. I didn't have anyone with me. And I found out that you need to take all of these tons of prerequisites even before you need to apply for a program. I was so overwhelmed of it. And I remember I actually was staying in a hallway crying because like I didn't understand any of those. Someone from a Heartland staff was kind of like took care of me, calmed me down, like helped me to go like to the room where I was talking about nursing. And like they took really good care of me. They explained everything. And I still were thinking like, oh my gosh, it will take forever to take all of those prerequisites. And it was fall 2022. So there still was a huge work before that. So then I decided, okay, I will take little by little. So I finished my ESL first, and then I decided to try with CNA classes, which is, I wasn't sure, we were short of money, and there where Work Equity Initiative came into the place, and they, like, I don't remember exactly how I find out about this option, maybe from the instructors or maybe someone from Adult Education referred, probably someone from Adult Education referred me to them. But that was a great opportunity. They covered like my tuition, my books, even like gave like some stipends. So I was really blessed by that. So, and after I finished that class with an A, I was so proud of myself. So like, oh, I can do this. So after that, I also decided that I will take like college credit classes, like prerequisites for my nursing school. And my other thought was that forever goes really quickly. Like at the beginning, I was thinking like, oh, it will take forever to take all of those prerequisites. But then I decided like, I'll just do that because I don't want to regret that I didn't start to do earlier. So I just like started taking them. And as I say, forever, like what seems at the beginning as forever, it goes really quickly, because like right now being graduate from a nursing school, it just like blows my mind. It's honestly still doesn't feel real that I'm doing this, because basically like 4 years ago, it was just a thought. And now I almost have that in my pocket. So, oh, another thought about prerequisites. I was so mad on this system that you need to take prerequisites first and then apply for the program. Because in Ukraine, it's different. In Ukraine, you apply for the program and you take all of these classes, like as a student already, like a nursing student. I was so mad on this system that you need to take prerequisites. But now I'm so grateful for that, because that allowed me to focus only on my nursing classes, which was really, really helpful. Now I got it 2 years later.
Well, that's great. What is your next step then? You're going to graduate with a nursing degree. Are you going to head right out into the workforce? Are you going to pursue more education? What's?
I think both. My next plans for right now, I am still want to take chemistry this summer, because I want to keep some like doors open, like maybe for future education. And I will work with my church and their nursing homes about like work visa. So I would like to work in a hospital, but at this time for me, it's more suitable to work with our nursing homes and our paperwork, because our paperwork is sort of in the air. So
yeah, can you talk a little bit about that? What is the what are you still dealing with those things?
We don't have like any like permanent residence right now, so it's such a struggle. We applied for asylum. My husband applied for asylum because he had some reasons for that, and we're dealing with that stuff. But we are not sure that he will be granted asylum. So that's why I also want to work as a like towards immigrant visa, like employment-based green card.
You mentioned Heartland folks that helped you out along the way. Were there any other instructors or even maybe people that did the support for the WEI program, others that were really beneficial in helping you kind of navigate this pathway?
Honestly, I can talk enough about Heartland, because all of the Heartland stuff was very helpful, like starting from adult education and Christina Sunburn and Nayoka from WEI and like my nursing team. They're all so wonderful. My first instructors, Demeron, Kara and Julie, so sweet, so caring. My second year instructors, Dom, Crystal, and Sarah, they all awesome. Like, as well as our director, Susan, Carl. Like, I don't know. Like, all of what I got from Heartland is just like a lot of love and care. And also, I want to mention accommodation services mm-hmm. through Heartland, because as English my second language, I request an extended time for my exams. So that is really helpful, just to have that confidence that I won't run out of time when I need to take my exams. And honestly, all the instructors throughout my CNA classes, all other prerequisites, I just like had a really positive experience. I would recommend everyone to go to Heartland. I don't know. I don't have any reason for you not to go here.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about is, once you decided to take kind of this path in your career to study nursing, what really led you there? What made you think, this is what I want to do as my career?
It's a very long answer.
That's fine.
So honestly, it's silly to say, but at this point, like 15 years ago, when I was a graduate from a high school in Ukraine, I told my mom that I will learn everything but medical field and nursing. Because actually my sister, she is a nurse in Ukraine. At that point, like 10 years later, I told my mom, oh, you know what? I actually probably need to become a nurse. It was back in Ukraine. And the reason was, I worked as a police officer, but I also had a side hustle. I was doing like laser hair removal, and I realized that I'm really good with people, with girls, with clients, and I loved them. Clients loved me. We have a very good trusting relationships. And that was the first thing when I kind of like realized that I can do this job, like, because previously I was very far away from like any sort of like medical field. So I don't know, like I just like had the thought that I can do that. And honestly, CNA classes was also a big like step for me and kind of like confirmed my choices. Like I knew that like, yes, I can do this.
Well, Oksana, thanks so much for joining us today and congratulations in a week's time. Walking on the stage. You are participating in commencement, yes?
Yes, yes.
And your husband will be there to see the whole thing?
Oh, my husband and a lot of friends.
That's fantastic. A lot of people to cheer you on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Oksana Peristoronia is a spring 26 graduate of Heartland Community College with a degree in nursing. She joined us today to talk about her path from Ukraine to the United States to Heartland Community College. If you're interested in other interviews about student journeys, healthcare, or other topics, subscribe to Random Acts of Knowledge on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.